All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, another episode, Fast Decodes, this one on the topic of Iron Dome decoded. Put on a seatbelt. Here we go. We're going to start with this theological verse, which is the word for heaven. This is what we're going to look at here. Everything under heaven is mine. This is the G-O-D talking, and it connects to the Truman Show, of course, because Christoph is on the moon. Christoph, looking down at Sea Haven Island, you can see that dome right there. Looking from the heavenly realms. And the Truman Show has a numerical value of 57, which is exactly the same as the heaven or heavens. 57. Coincidence? Of course not. So we're going to expand upon this 57. I showed this before, but I'm going to extend on it now. And, you know, when you spell out the word moon, this is pretty fantastic. You can do this with some words in the English language, maybe even in a foreign language. The word moon is molybdenum, oxygen, and nitrogen. These are the two elements that make up the atmosphere. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, when you add 42, 8, and 7, the protons of these three elements, you get the number 57. The moon being up in the heavenly realms, it's connected to this element right here called lanthanum. 57. And it has a camera on it. So I got the camera on the moon here. You know, Christoph watching from the moon, watching through the dome here, the heavens. It's just so fascinating, folks, because, you know, the word Christ is 18. He was Christoph. The moon in the tarot is the 18th tarot card. James Eugene Carey equals 57. He was on a reality television show. That equals 57. Are these just all mere coincidences from the heavens? Now you can see the connection and all these amazing points here. So when we look at this lanthanum element, and it has a big fat camera lens on it, matching that word heaven or heavens in Hebrew, well, the atomic weight, the isotope is 138. So I take this and I put it into the string of 3.144, this string of pi, which I think is the correct version off of Jane 108's great research. And we locate that digit number 5 and 7. Got to go 35 digits in. And look at what it adds up to. Yeah, that's how I know mathematics is a big thing, especially in the string of pi. This is a circle, the perfect circle, the perfect circle, the perfect circle. You see how all this stuff works? Lanthanum means to lie hidden. Well, what's lying hidden? The camera watching you, obviously, from the heavenly realms. And then what about this crazy connection? Now we get into theology. Because it's Israel and their Iron Dome system. It's kind of funny, right? Because this has got a dome. That's got a dome. And iron has four stable isotopes. One of them is 57. Its average is 55.98 or whatever. But 57 is one of its stable isotopes. Iron Dome. Heaven. You see in this? Iron is tied to the yod. Because the yod vahe is 26. That's how many protons iron has. Now you know what this is all about. And this is all military and killing. And yeah, there's this very specific reason for that. You know, a lot of blood gets, you know, right now, the war going on over there. Well, you see the Latin spelling. So we go to the Latin cipher for iron is firnum or firm. And that's a 57. So this is a pretty big humdinger here, but a lot of bloodshed with this. I know this is a defense, but war is bloodshed. And you see, this is why the God of the Bible is tied to war. It's a personality of the G-O-D through the Bible. The Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, just like us, has a personality. The Mars energy is your testosterone. It's war. See, this right here is a genocide. 1 Samuel 15, verses 3, it is a complete genocide. They literally went in and they killed man, woman, and babies. And the animals, they saved a few, but it was a genocide. Why? This was an act of Mars energy, you see. Because alchemically, Mars is tied to iron. And this probably happened astrologically during the Iron Age. That's why astrology has so much to do with this reality. So it's the Yod, and the characteristics in this case was kill everybody. Yeah, it was the Mars energy. And we all have that Mars energy in us. It's when we get angry, pissed off, and do crazy stuff, man, in the heat of the moment. So how about this event here? I've covered this before several times. I'm going to cover it again. September 11th, it was a Tuesday. Tuesday on the calendar is a Mars day. Killing. Almost 3,000 people lost their lives. Right there. It doesn't get any more obvious than this. This was a genocide, if you will. If you could correlate it to that. So what's fascinating about this code, folks, if you're wondering how specific this code is, well, look no further. See, all we have to do is take the day in question, September 11th, day number 254, and then you just add this element with its isotope. 57 and 26, it gives us a total of 337, and I'm going to go to mathematics for that. 337 is the 68th prime number. Which is fascinating because of the fact that both world wars, the numerology of them, had a numerical value of 68. As well as the song by Slipknot off their album, All Hope Is Gone, 2008, Gematria, the Killing Name. That's a 68. So we have a 68 here, we have a 68 here, and we have a 68 on September 11th, you see. All these numbers. And this is how big chemistry is, and of course, theology as well. So when you look at this September 11th event, it's tied to Genesis 11 verses 9. That's the 9-11 date right there. This is the Tower of Babel. These are the towers, obviously. There's the tower card in the tarot. There's the word Babel. The 16th card is the tower card. And there is the Yahweh character, right? Using the Mars energy to take down those towers. Using man, woman to do that. Okay, whatever that is, but it's the Mars energy there. And this was super obvious because, you know, there was a lot. It's a team effort here astrologically, but there's Mars right there in the third house of Gemini, which is the twins. See, and the tower, 16, Babel 16, there's the 9-11 date right there. And this is the card that ruled over. Assigned to September 11th, the King of Clubs card number 26. So, to kind of finish this one up, you can see the case-specific code in the Torah, going to the very first chapter and verse. This is how case-specific this code is. And this chapter and verse, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, it's 28 total letters, but there's the 26th letter, and it's Aleph. This is where you're going to get Alpha Predator from. Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened here. Alpha Predator. But what's so fascinating about Hebrew is that these letters are made up of other letters. And in this case, and this is not a secret, you have two yods or yods at the ends and then one vav here. So this is number 6, the 6th letter right here, and then the 10th letter twice. And what happens when you take 10 plus 10 plus 6? You get 26. So you see, secretly hidden there, not anymore, is Aleph, which is tied to iron, which is tied to the Yod, and iron is the alchemical element for Aries. And the last slide I'll show you is going to solar spread number 26 for the cards. And looking at space number 26, there it is. And what do we have here? The 5 of clubs. Which turns into the tarot, the 5 of wands, which is drama. Yeah, this is the Mars energy. And behind it all, the spirit card, There's that King of Clubs. The card assigned to September 11th. It's the Mastermind card, the King of Wands, the King of Clubs. So it's the Mastermind and drama. So there you go, folks. Iron Dome complete.